I want to thank you again today for joining us on this internet session. We've been looking specifically this month through the Godhead and different aspects of Godhead. Yesterday we began looking at different specific characteristics that each of the members of the Godhead possesses. Yesterday looking specifically to the eternal nature of God. Today we're going to focus on another very key and important characteristic, and that is that God is a spirit. You might recall there in the book of John, chapter 4, that Jesus had an encounter with a Samaritan woman as well. And the Samaritan woman, through their conversation, began to perceive that Jesus was some kind of prophet. And so she asked him, saying, our fathers say that we need to worship on this mountain here in Samaria, while the Jews say that they need to worship in a temple in Jerusalem. She basically is asking, which one is right? Well, Jesus goes on to tell her in their conversation in John chapter 4 that basically the Jews have obtained the salvation of God, but there is coming a time when it won't matter if you worship God on a mountain or in a temple. He says in that familiar passage in verse 24 that God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. My friend, God is not contained, or God is not bound through flesh and blood. God is not bound to such thing as mountains or buildings like temples. God is a spirit, and as such, is able to be anywhere that He wants to be. He possesses this nature, this part of who He is. And we have a problem sometimes as human beings of wanting to make God like we are. I'm reminded of the words of the psalmist there in the 50th Psalm, beginning in verse 16, and I want you to pay special attention to the problem that these people had. He says, "But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or to take my covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been a partaker with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil, and your tongue speaks deceit. When you saw a thief..." Rather, he says, you give your mouth to evil and your tongue sprang deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. He said, these things you have done, and I kept silent. Why? He says, you thought that I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. He says, the problem with you wicked here is that you were not seeing the consequences of your sin because you thought that I was altogether like you. And my friend, we need to be very careful that we do not try to make God like one of us, that we don't try to confine Him to buildings, that we don't try to make Him like we are. After all, wasn't this the problem of Adam and Eve? They wanted to make God like them. Well, they could hide from each other, so obviously they could hide from God. What did they find out? That was impossible. God is a spirit. God is not like man. God is not like we are. God is able to be all places at the same time. So, my friend, why not just simply obey God? Why not remember who He is? Remember the majesty of His being, as He is a spirit, and we need to treat Him as such.